I'm Sean Power reporting. The Lamar's Arts Center will host Wildly in Love on Valentine's Day this weekend, the first in a new series of events under the center's 2026 theme, The Gilded West. Rather than celebrating the arts on a single night, Saturday's event will be the first in an expansion of the center's annual fundraiser into multiple experiences throughout the year. Executive Director Draven Hafes explained more about the evening to KLEM.
It's designed to be kind of the thing you do before your dinner plans, or an event for you to come to and spend Valentine's Day with somebody. So we'll have candle pouring, live music from a local bluegrass musician, live painting, hors d'oeuvres, wine, mocktails, kind of the whole nine, as well as a kind of micro silent auction.
The theme selected for the year, The Gilded West, ties in motifs from the Gilded Era and Western expansion, according to Hafes.
The Gilded Era in the United States was a massive movement towards industrialization. It's actually when Andrew Carnegie started making his fortune in steel. And so we wanted to tie in that period of time because the Art Center's in the Carnegie Library, but also the emergence of American art, which also was very prevalent at that time. So playing with this sort of Western idea, how it ties into Andrew Carnegie, but also the real value in American art and how unique it is in the grand scheme of things. And as an art center that largely hosts American art, it's a cool chance for people to kind of play with that in a way that is something they're already familiar with, so they can learn without feeling like they're going to school.
Hafes says the changes in the annual fundraiser for the center came from several different factors.
One of the big ones was that as we, you know, share out, we're having this event, it's on February 14th, we receive a lot of responses that are, oh, dang, I have other plans that day, or my child has a sporting event or something like that. So we got to thinking, if this is designed to be a celebration of the arts, but so many people can't celebrate with us, what does it look like to kind of shift that so more people can join us? And so we started kind of early conversations about how do we want to have this work? And the arts are something that obviously we feel are very important, but we've also seen our community really support, especially in the last couple of years. So why not celebrate the arts throughout the year and give people many opportunities to come and support?
Hafes says that future events that are being planned include private viewings of exhibitions, pop-up events, open mic nights, and more. Wildly in Love will take place tomorrow evening starting at 4:30 p.m. with tickets available online at lamarsarts.com and at the door. One person is dead and several others are injured after a bus crash in northwest Iowa involving the Iowa Lakes Community College baseball team. The team was on the way to a game in Arkansas when their bus went off the road Wednesday morning and flipped over into a ditch near Twin Lakes in Calhoun County. There were 33 people on the bus at the time of the crash. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports the injured were either taken by ambulance or flown to area hospitals. Helicopters based in Sioux City helped transfer the injured. A statement from Iowa Lakes Community College in Estherville requests privacy and compassion for all those affected. The college canceled classes yesterday and today, and a candlelight vigil was held on campus Wednesday evening. Counselors have also been made available for students. An army of friends, family, and well-wishers gathered near the runway of Sioux Gateway Airport in Sioux City Wednesday afternoon to welcome home 59 members of the Iowa Army National Guard from the Middle East. The soldiers were part of Operation Inherent Resolve, who served with the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, in Syria and Iraq. First Sergeant Cole Cooley from Spencer was among the guard members receiving a rousing welcome home.
The trip back was a little bit hectic just because flights are always kind of on and off, which mixed in with our emotions, I would say, especially with the family. Like even this morning, we were going to come home and then we weren't for a little bit. So anticipation for families, it's kind of surreal. Still, I think it takes a little bit to really set in that we're actually home.
Cooley serves with the 194th Field Artillery in Iowa and was stationed in Iraq for this mission since last July.
We were at Al-Asad Air Base, and we were actually responsible for closing down Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq. So it was really just cleaning up, making sure we got all the equipment out of there, and then left it clean to hand over to the Iraqi Army.
Sergeant Cooley says it's emotional for the unit to be back home after losing two soldiers who were killed in a terror attack in Syria late last year.
Obviously, December was a pretty sad month for us, and I think when that happens, it kind of makes it real for everybody, the risks and the dangers that we are in at points during our mission. But yeah, it's definitely proud to take all of my soldiers home.
Cooley says he's looking forward to reconnecting with two members of his family that he couldn't talk to while overseas.
As dumb as it might sound, just see my dogs, because I can't talk to those, talk to my dogs while we're gone. Just emotions, I guess it's hard to explain.
Two other welcome home ceremonies took place in Des Moines on Wednesday. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.